you know, sometimes a child will have a name that's used just in the family, you know, when it's real little, it just the family calls it. You have any name for what that name would be? What would you call a name like that?
No
special name. And sometimes there's something you put a baby in, you know, and got wheels on it, and the baby can lie down in it.
So that's a cage or a crib. my youngest son's a girl, granddaughter. She just not last 2 weeks ago, he was here, she could walk, and they got caught in a little cart that looked like a half of a watermelon. Got four wheels on it, no handle, just a rope to pull it. And then I told you not to do that now. And she was playing with us across here, and she just got where she could walk, and she come rolling, and she was standing on the side of it, and it got away from her, and it drove her too fast, she fell down on her side. Boy, she got up from there, staggered around, she grabbed that thing, I got some tape on her. But now she's a coward. She was a year old, the 17th day of this month.
Oh. Now, you might say, yeah, I'm going to put the baby in the carriage and go out and do what with it?
Well, as a general rule, if they put them in the carriage, they go out to work or they don't tell whatever the mother's got to do, they generally can't move.
And let's see, how old is your oldest grandchild?
My oldest grandchild, she's 10 years old.
So you were talking about how grown up your grandchildren are, you said that she's the most what?
Well, she's the biggest and the largest baby child or grandchild I've got. Because she is. That's her.
How would you say if you were talking about her being grown up, how would you say that she's the most what?
Well, she's just about the most grown up child, a grandchild I've got, because I ain't got but two.
And you should say, your children are your sons and your wife and your...
Well, the children is my sons and my girls is my daughters.
And a woman who's going to have a child, you say she's born.
Well, she's in the family way or pregnant.
What is it? In the family way, you think that a more polite way?
Well, I wouldn't know. I just always just said in the family way. It don't make no difference. Little girls like that one right in there. I say, well, she's pregnant, and that's all it is. She's just pregnant, that's it. And people ain't got no respect. That's the reason I say, I don't know what's going to happen to them. So the next generation, they don't care.
And sometimes if a woman, say, she doesn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, who would she have to deliver?
A midwife, they call them. They did.
You ever heard her call a granny woman?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Call them granny and our daughter or something.
Say if you have a boy and his father, they both have the same appearance, you'd say the boy is his what?
He was his father. Or his mother, either one.
Suppose they don't necessarily look alike, but they act a lot alike. Would you still say that, or would you have something different?
Well, I don't know just how to express myself there, but there's every difference in the world between my oldest son and my youngest son. But they look, you can tell that they're the chip of the old block. You can sure tell that on both sides, their mother and their father.
Yeah. And say if a mother's looked after three children till they're grown up, you say she's done what to three children?
Well, sir, it's according to how she's done them. If she's done a good job, why, I think she deserves everything in the world.
You say she reared them and she raised them?
Yeah, she raised them or she reared them, either one, I'd say. I don't know what I don't just what I would say there.
Yes, sir.